Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doing, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Word of God, word of life. Let us read the psalm responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult, God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Our second reading is from Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. Word of God, word of life.
The gospel according to Luke. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? We indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. America, St. Andrews served people through the food bank, through loaves and fishes feeding ministry, through sewing pillowcases and writing cards, through working with the Center for Urban Agriculture and Habitat for Humanity, confining that much service to one weekend would exhaust even the most serving soul. The celebration of caring for people around the globe through Growing Hope Globally and Lutheran World Relief quilts and kits filled October. This congregation marked the season of creation, seeking to lift up to service to creation care. Two work days opened opportunity for people to care for the space around this building that it may be welcoming. One St. Andrews young participant spearheaded for the third time a bean bash collection for the food bank. Young participants last week prepared goodie bags for sharing with other young people who don't have so much. Just last week, 24 committee chairs and ministry leaders gathered to share their hopes, their dreams, their ministry with one another. St. Andrews Lutheran Church takes seriously its commitment to share Christ in service. Perhaps that commitment attracts those who choose to respond to God's call through joining this congregation. Today is Christ the King Sunday. Americans have a funny relationship with kings. This nation's history notes formative moments that fundamentally rejected the notion of serving under royal rule. Indeed, the world understands regal authority as exercise of power. That power often takes the form of self-serving, even narcissistic enforcement of control. Remember that earlier in the week, before Jesus' crucifixion, while Jesus was entering on Jerusalem on a donkey, a beast of burden, the empire's cohort was coming into town on war horses. Their presence kept the peace by whatever force necessary. Certainly, their presence represented threat that any disruption would meet summary action.
for humanity, too often authority, power, being king plays out in crushing threats of force and greed. This understanding easily mocks what it sees as weak, ineffective, and failed. With the church celebrating the culmination of the church year by returning to the cross, faithful people everywhere embrace a different understanding of power. Indeed, Jesus taught his disciples at the Last Supper, the kings of the Gentiles lorded over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. In the reign of God, the faithful exercise power and authority in self-emptying service for the sake of others. The enthronement of Jesus comes in ultimate service to all creation, all humanity. Jesus releases all authority, releases all power, releases all divine identity. Jesus dies in apparent weakness, in apparent ineffective response to the religious and political power alike. In this, Jesus seals the inauguration of the reign of God in and for all creation. All who respond to God's call to follow hear a call to serve. In doing so, the faithful become agents of God's love for all people. And Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now, let us hear from the Congregation Council as we conclude the season of stewardship.
Daily decision making. And we focused on how a good steward must be obedient and strive to maintain the disciplines that help keep us focused on God's call. And today, as we conclude this series of reflections, the readings focus our attention on the fact that a good steward must be steadfast and trust in God's promises, even in the darkest of times and in the face of trouble. See, we can be awed and humble. We can accept forgiveness with joy and thanksgiving. We can be prayerful and we can be obedient. And yet today's readings remind us that the Christian life is often a troubled one. The Christian life is not a life of leisure and bonbons. You see, the kingdom of God exists in a troubled world where people wage war, where they act selfishly, where they gratuitously hurt each other, where God's creation is broken. Indeed, sometimes our world seems so broken that it's tempting to give up and to conclude that our responsibility to be stewards of creation and the ministry of God's church no longer matters. The prophet Jeremiah lived in such a world, one in which the people of Judah had fallen into idolatry and sin. They had lost their way. And God called Jeremiah to speak truth to the people of Judah. And Jeremiah first reacted the same way that I reacted the first time a pastor asked me to be on the church council. I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. I don't know what to say. Surely somebody else could be better. God responded to Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, get ready. Go and tell them everything I command you to say. I will give you the words you must speak. Do not be afraid. Everyone in this land will be against you, but I am giving you the strength to resist them. They will not defeat you, for I will be with you to protect you." Jeremiah embraced this call, and he preached God's word faithfully, and did so even though Jerusalem was destroyed, and even though he personally did not live to see the kingdom of Israel restored. Just like God called Jeremiah more than 2,600 years ago, today God calls us to be steadfast and to trust in God's covenant, even in the most difficult of times. We understand this assignment, and we know that it must involve hardship and difficulty. And we know this because as stewards, we stand at the feet of the cross. We see Jesus wrongly accused. We see him beaten and unjustly tried. And we see Jesus respond by giving his life in the service of all people. We hear Jesus assure the faithful and us, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." This is Jesus' invitation to us to carry on with confidence, to take up our cross, and to embrace the call to serve others sacrificially. May we all respond to this invitation generously and with the confidence that God is with us always and always keeps God's promises. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.